On Friday, Evanston faced an unprecedented winter chill. White snow piled higher and higher on Deering Lawn. The wind whipped across Northwestern's buildings with a frigid tinge. The geese slowly flew away from the ever-freezing Lakeville, and a rare few students braved the cold. To survive these sub-zero temperatures, students donned a variety of creative, fashionable, and functional cold weather accessories. But these pieces did more than just protect them from frostbite. Medill first year Sarah Park gets to show off her knitting skills. She recently learned how to knit as a way of connecting to her grandma and aunt, who were avid knitters. Now, she has a newfound closeness to her family, a fun de-stressing outlet, and one-of-a-kind winter pieces.
My scarf is like a kind of mundane color. It's gray, but I feel like it's just special to know that I was the one that knit it myself. And so even though like outside it looks kind of like normal and casual, but like to me, it feels really special.
Park also sees winter accessories, specifically handmade ones, as a great way to show your personality.
I just feel like it's a good way of expressing myself. Like, it's just crazy that I knit this and now I'm like going out and wearing it.
Meanwhile, communications first year Maeve McGill sees winter accessories as a perfect outlet for fashion experimentation and style. She took on Friday's chill with her staple, a gray fur bucket hat.
If I have a fun hat I want to put on, then it's like, all right, I might as well get my coat on and I can layer a whole outfit.
The right winter accessories can turn an outfit upside down. But according to McGill, not only can they revolutionize an outfit, they can do the same for her mood. Accessories can bring some warmth to our closest moments, both literally and figuratively.
I think accessories give you something to look forward to, especially when it gets dark out real early. It's exciting to go to class and really be able to be yourself, even when you might not feel it because of the weather.
Though hats and scarves are effective winter staples, there are so many underexplored options beside these two classic picks. Each freezing day, Sophia Maiman opts for earmuffs.
They are very big and fluffy and warm, and I would describe them as the life hack for getting through Chicago winters, for sure.
As a Chicago native, Maiman loves winter, but with some caveats.
I don't think I would love the winter as much as I do if I didn't have big fluffy earmuffs and like a big fluffy scarf. One, to romanticize everything, but two, because cold ears is just the worst part of winter, I would say.
When freezing weather hits Evanston, Northwestern students show that with a good winter accessory, they are ready to face the frigid temperatures with creativity, love, and of course, style. For WNUR News, I'm Ella Alexander.